We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Nun Ches and Halachos, of what's considered an area that's Mukav Ladir. Siv Dalet on the bottom of page 422, Rishud Aleph on the base. Karfaf Yisim Misasayim. If you have a karf of more than an area of two sa, Shanotib by Ilonis, the Mike Davira, where trees were planted to minimize its airspace so that it's less than the maximum. Lavamit is not minimizing, says Rama, Phileas Ben Guiba Asara, the Rechababazu Kitin Dafresh Bez, says the Magid Mishnah. Even if it has a height of 10 Tvachim and a width of 4 Tvachim, says the Machaba. Further, Boadin, Lacheva by Bar. Something is for someone who takes a pit of it. Says Mishbur Sevkat Namalaf. So if it's bigger than Sasai, it plants trees Lamad Avir to minimize its airspace. Shaloh Yi Shit Chayis Mishasayim, that its area should not be more than 2 Sa, be a mutal Talta, but it should be permitted to carry over there. Sevkat Membe is Lahav Amir, it's not considered minimizing. Shaderach Lasses can be Kafifa, because that's the norm to make by Kafifas. Lahan Spam, to have pleasure from them. Leshav Tachtim Matzeh, and to sit beneath them in the shade. Yev Shalomayit Lahakshir, and it cannot minimize and to validate. Only the things that are not the norm in karfifas. Gimel Rama Adron the foliage man gave asar b'chulu. Even though there's a height of 10 tefachim with a 4, the cholkim b'chol mokim yishus last. More in generally, that's a type of dimension that creates its own domain for itself. The nasir shosyachem becomes a private domain. The falach even so inu might, it's not going to minimize kibin shuhu mitashmisha karfif. Since that item, this tree is from the utilities of the karfif, it's considered as part of it. And the Mechaber said, same thing is someone who digs a pit, shalmayim, of water. And even if it's 10 tefachim deep, and 4 tefachim wide, which is Sharatin Eisman Mal says, this is obvious from the Kedusha and Rashba and Ritva, that a pit of water in the caravan will not minimize. And the simple reason is because, just like trees don't minimize, because the norm is to sit beneath them in the shade. The Rashba writes in the Avodah Zarah. The same thing as a pit of water. It's necessary for the drinking when you stay over there or when you're strolling. And even though the Avodah Zarah mentions a Borei Shebegina, a pit in the garden, and for the reason of the utility of the garden to water it, that's Lav Davka, as is obvious from this Chedushim. Look over there. That's as obvious in the Labush and Mechaper, not like to Shabbos and Mefak for goodness. However, it's logical that by an empty pit or a ditch, it's also not going to minimize if it's for the utility of the Karfuv, to hide. You know, to put objects over there or something like that. That's as written the same for Tracy Shabbos. This is much more further. It says, even though its cavity is not a place where people are walking, it's still measured in the measurement of Tusa. It's also considered for the utilities of the carve. It's like trees. So to have made a pit in the garden, it also does not minimize the Tash. It's also the utility of a garden, to water it. Now something else that's not for the needs of a garden, that would minimize the pashut. And it's obvious that the metaltal, that's something that's movable, in might loyal, let's never minimize it. It's not considered a concrete item over here to take up space. So if hey, Bonaboy Omud, you built a pillar, and that minimizes the measurement. If it's 3 tvachim wide, have a then it's something that minimizes. Sivkar Memhei says the Mishabura, he built over there a pillar, which the says, which Mishabura says, Bein Be'emtza, whether in the middle, or Bein Simachal Kasla Karpov, whether he built it near the walls of the Karpov, which the Sharatzin Eisman Dalet brings this from the Rashi and the Zakhaj and Yeruchim and the Azura. It says, look at me, says the right. From the Rambam, it sounds like that, no, it's Davka when it's near the wall of the Karfa. Halacha, but for sure one could be leaning like them because they are the majority. Sivkat Membav, as long as it's Rochav Shlesh Tvachim, if it's 3 Tvachim wide, the Gavaya Sar and 10 Tvachim wide, Sivkat Membzang, never meet, then it's a minimizer. But if it's less than that, those dimensions, like Chazit Nasa, you never get enough to give me shade, it's like it's not even here. Sivvav. Someone builds a partition, a wall, ba'irich eser, in the length of 10 amas. Levnei mechitza rishayin, in front of the original wall, mavatla to nullify it. Shati kamoshena, that like as if it's not here. The mukabla dural deshneya, that it's enclosed for its special purposes through the second wall, because now you're doing it for that purpose. If you distance it from the first wall, the original wall, three tefachim, then mutter, then it's gonna, you're gonna make it permitted. So we've cut them. Ches, this is mishbura that we built a mechitza ba'oirich, and the gear is a yisim eser, more than 10 amas. Kach tzachlam, that's what it has to say, because 10 is just gonna be it's not considered enough to make it a breach. Umayri the gaba ha'yigam kinas, and it's talking about where its height was also, 10 amas. Was 10 tefachim. Sivkat memtes. 10 tefachim, they give it the dimensions of mechitza. Sivkat memtes. Lefnei mechitza, in front of the original partition, that is lefnei bekarfev, further in the karfev. Sivkat nun, to nullify that shatik misha'ina, like as if the original wall is not there. That is vavakila nifretz mechitza yishon kolerchetzeh, as if it's breached the old wall along this entire length. So that makes all the walls nullified because of this breach. Like we said previously in Zepes. So we've got now be mukal badir, it should be considered like it's enclosed for residential purposes through this second wall. Myrit's so much apostle Pesach, meaning that you made an opening from your house to this car from Kedim Shabon Mechitza Chadash before you built the new Mechitza. So that's going to be okay. If it isn't three tefachim, then mutter, then it's going to be permitted.
And the reason is because the habalei hekim chadish l'shem dira, because you made a new enclosure for the purpose of residential purposes. But if let's say you made the new wall within three tefachim of the old wall, then it's not affected. The tulei nefshul kikars l'chadish, because then it's not considered anymore like a new wall. Like you're adding onto the structure of kaisel arishin l'shem dira on the first wall for the purpose of residential purposes. The lemahani is not affected. This is all b'shalaynus ma'ir hakarfav. If the karfav was not minimized, mishir from the measurement yisim beisasayim more than beisasayim, I did kais lachadish through the new wall, which the sharetzinos known brings us from Rashi and Zerua and others, and not like the Rambam. It's looking like a mission over there that even though he's miyashish the Rambam, however he writes that Rashi is better. So the story in my matcha that he writes that he found the gears in the Rambam said yad. Hoyl b'loy hoyl, like the shizah of the paiskim. But Abul Nesmaid says the Mishmura. Abul Nesmaid a carpet Mishmura. But if the carpet get minimized from this measurement, but by the mud, of course, yeah, then it would be permitted. A fellow carib turns to Shetvachim, even if you did it within three Tvachim. A fellow betach titol, because even if you just smear it with cement, clay on the wall, man, that's effective. Like we'll see in the next Sev, in Sev Zayim. Which the Sharetzin Lois Nanav says, however, this is all. When it got minimized through the actual wall itself. But if through the wall itself, it's not minimized from the measurement, only by combining the cavity that there is between the new wall and the old wall, that's not effective. Because even though we say loved, and it's like as if the gap is filled up, even so, we don't combine it to nullify the measurement of being more than sosayim, because still there is an airspace more than base sosayim. That's a Levush, writes, and Achren quote what he says. Siv Zion. Toch tit. If someone smears clay on mechitzas rishonim on the first walls, l'mad avir to minimize its airspace, then this man it gets minimized. Imatit ava if the clay is thick, shem tinot mechitzas rishonim that you're going to remove the first wall. Lui laman from the atzma. This new clay is fit to stand on its own. Avamir that's considered minimizing. If not, avamir is not considered minimizing. Says Mishbur Siv Katan Nun Gimel. If someone smears clay on the first walls, l'mad avir to minimize its airspace. That is shleish shukliyis may be sazan that its area should not be more than two saw. The mutl tadlboy and it would be permitted to carry over there. So kodan dalad, if it's thick and it can stand on its own, have a meat, it's considered minimizing. I feel like toch elab echad mekasa kafan. Even if someone didn't smear only on one of the walls of the kafan, feel the mutzas even on only part of it. It's enough because it's still the area is less. You don't have that much space. Kamakum there, however, it seems shetiel kapanem goyva hatiach that at least the height of the clay should be a sour mekarkel malish, has to be 10 tefachim from the ground above. Rechav shlosha and 3 tefachim wide. Because if not, lechasha is not significant. Kahid the amid b'sefei like we had regarding the pillar in sefei, ma'in b'alacha, and then maschel hava. Simkon yonhei. But if it cannot stand on its own, then lavamid is not considered as a minimizer. The commission is done because it's like as if it doesn't exist. There's some disagree on this. The whole Shukhir Lamina Makaisal, as long as it could stand with the wall, it will minimize. Yes, locally is a and one could be lenient when it's necessary. Because the Shayat Simashna Gimel says the truth is all Akhrain ask on the Machaber that he totally gives out the Shid Zaram and the Rush that are lenient, and also there's a road quotes the word Zaram to be lenient, and that's how the Al Rabbah put the Paskin's name of Mabush Yom to be the Bath. Says Mishmur further, he said, Chazah, this all in the Smayat Hashel Dei Zem Befnim, only if it minimizes when the measurement through this from the interior. But if it doesn't minimize from the measurement, the Vani Asa, because it's going to be forbidden. Even if he has intention with this clay wall that for the purposes of residence, even though he made it so thick, it can stand on its own, it's considered like a partition on a partition, but that doesn't do anything, and it's not going to permit.
Mechaba said that the same thing is if someone digs a pit, that's not going to be a miut. He says, look at the chiddush b'kaveg that it brings. If in the words of Tosfos, it sounds like that it is mamait, but that's not a hasaga mechaba what he doesn't bring them, because the Rashba and Tfa, they mechaba be'emes and the chiddushim to reject the words of Tosfos, and the Rashba brings a rabbi for a shita from Yishami, look over there, and the Vilna Gaon is mechaba this on his own. The Maschil ba'erch Eser that if he builds a wall along a length of 10 amas in front of the original wall to be mevatle, this disperses of the rush in his halachas that in such a shear, in such a measurement, it's enough to permit the karfa, even though it's not a full wall. However, it's not any worse than making a breach of 10 amas and refencing it, which that's effective, even if it's not in one shot. For example, let's say if it's parts ama godara, parts ama, etc., and even though the mechitzas are not mesbatl forever, because he didn't make a breach in one shot. Even so, since between it all, there is currently a measurement of a length more than 10 amas for the purpose of dwelling, so that's sufficient. And so to over here, that you have a new wall in such a measurement, that's his logic for whoever looks into it. Now, Ben Yeruchim, the Torah, they quote his words. Now, you have to say, according to him, that it's talking at least that when it wasn't far away from the new wall, from the old wall, more than 10 amas, because if not, then you can't say that by building a new wall, it's as if you breached the old wall, because you can't say that, because even now, if you make a breach, in truth, in this place, in the old wall, the whole carpet would be forbidden, because it's open to the world. And the new wall would not be closing it up, because it's not from wall to wall, and in its place, it's not closed up, because it's possible to come in from the sides, and there it's breached more than 10 amas. Rather, it's talking about when it wasn't further away than 10 amas. And regarding this, if in truth he makes a hole in the old wall, it's also when the kafir would not be forbidden, because the new wall closed it up for those who are coming from the outside. And even though it's possible to come into the kafir from the sides, in the place where the new wall ends, however, since there it's not breached more than 10 amas, it's like what's called psachim, like openings, which don't make it forbidden. Which the Dirshu 22 brings the picture that you see that it's a wall along a length of 10 namas, and where it is from the old wall is less than 10 namas. Now, says the Bialoch, you should know that the Ritfan, this Chedushim, disagrees on this, and it sounds like over there that his opinion is that you need to have that it's extended the new wall opposite the entire old wall. And his logic is because you can't compare it to making a breach of an amma, because still, you made a hole in the old wall and you renewed it in the measurement of an appropriate wall, which is more than 10 amas. But regarding this, that the old wall is as it was, how could you nullify it because you built within the karf of a certain amount of amas a wall, and even after it's now that it's built, the karf didn't change anything, not with its wall, not with its interior. Because even now, this area extends between the old wall and the new wall with the rest of the Karfaf and utilize over there just like you did in the beginning. And therefore he explains that you have to make a wall along the entire length of the wall, and that's for sure going to help because the old wall now doesn't do anything. And that's what sounds a little bit from the Rashba and the Chedushim and the Sukkot of Avarnkara and the Chafei over there, look over there, and also many Rishayim, they quote the Halacha of the Gemara, they don't mention this Chedush of the Rashba. It sounds like Luchar, that they explain like the simple understanding. However, if someone's leaning like the Pindah Shulchan Aruch, he has not lost out. That's just in the Rav Magid. It sounds like that he holds like the Rush, and that's and also in the Eshkol and Hechaz Erevin Paskins, also like this explicitly. The Maschil have a miut. So look at Mishbrusiv Kotten Nundalg, where he referenced this, that we wrote, a fill the mixes Kaisel, even by part of the wall. And that's partial because at least you minimize the measurement, you know, the airspace is less than Sosai. And since that's what I found in Goyen Yaakov and Erevin in the Sugya, it's just that he clears, he he looks into that maybe or a little bit is enough, or maybe at least it has to be 4x4 tvachim, which is the shir of mechitza. Look over there. So it's berlach. According to humble understanding, it needs to be a width of 3 tvachim or a height of 10 tvachim, like the halacha of the pillar. And it's possible that he holds that it's better than the pillar. But however, it says it's still clear the way we wrote. So look at Goyen Yaakov that he writes, that up until here, it wasn't the machlekes rabba and rabba, only betach betit afterwards, only when you smear it with clay afterwards, and to permit the karf, regarding this, rabba holds, it's not possible to permit the karf, it's fitted only when it could stand at least on its own. But if at the time you're making the wall, you smear it with clay, then it's permitted according to everyone, even if it cannot stand on its own, because that's somewhat a thick wall, look over there, and it's illogical like him. However, this is the mechaz over there, also, to din regarding this, he says that you have to look into. Which the Dirshu 24 brings that he's mechadash over there, that if you smeared the wall to make it beautiful or to strengthen it, or you smeared the whole wall, then according to all opinions, it's might in the shear of business, right? Even if the clay cannot stand on its own. And the machlekes Rabba and Rabba is davka when you smeared it to minimize the karfa from base aside. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 21. If the pillar falls on Shabbos, takes the Shabbos rest, the carpet goes back to its issue. You don't say Shabbos Hocha Hocha because it becomes a caramelist. Dirshu number 22. So we reference, we show this picture. What you see from the words of the Bi'alacha is that mechitza that you add on is effective to permit the carpet, also if you remove mechitza opposite it, since you don't have between them 10 amas. And even it's called a pirtza, which is less than 10 amas, does not make it forbidden. It's only in a way that when it's between the two parts of the mechitza. And here, that the breaches on the sides are not between the two parts of the mechitza. You have to say it with mechaznish, as it says, that the kayach of oim ruba, or past alad, is not davka to extend the line of the mechitza, rather the whole area that's fenced in because the mechitza has the power to extend, consider fenced in by oim ruba or past alad through mechitza that surrounds it. The whole area of the old mechitza that's on the west until the new mechitza on the east that fences in by Meruba the area that is for over the eastern side of the new wall, and becomes that this area is like the fourth side that's closed in by Meruba. You have to say that between the new wall that's built and between the wall that's the edge of the karfaf on the western side, that is more than 10 amas like this. They show a picture that you see that. So we said there's less than 10 amas from the eastern side, which is right next to the new wall. But from that to the western side, let's say, or whichever side it is, the other side is more than 10 amas. And then the northern wall that extends from the western wall until the new wall, and you fence in the area until the new wall permits the breach that's close to the southern wall, which is considered this as a breach of the northern side. And the southern wall that extends from the western wall until opposite the new wall permits the breach that's close to the northern wall, which is considered as a breach of the southern side. But if you don't have it within more than 10 amas that's fenced in, then you can't consider the breaches between the new wall and the old wall like openings, since you don't have that you don't have to close more than the breach. Like we're learning Erevin Tesvam Beis. Any breach that's like 10 amas is permitted because it's a Pesach. Rashi writes over there, as long as you have more closed than open, as the Mishnah writes later on the Shin Samachis of Kod Zayin. However, in a way that the other sides don't need to have the heter past Dalet, then it's effective even if you have less than 10 amas between the new wall and the wall opposite, Nalocha past Dalet. Now, if there's a breach between the new wall and the old wall, only on the side that's closer to the northern side, and on the second side it's closed like this, the Dishu brings a picture, that it's less than 10 amas on the eastern side, and you have 10 amas on the southern side. So you consider this breach like a breach on the southern side, and that permits from the halacha merubim from the southern side. And even the way that the Be'alacha says that there's a pitzah from two sides, and through this, the walls are not connected to the mechitza. However, you see in his words that even in such a case, it's shaykh that the pitzah that's closer to the southern side would be considered as a hemshech of the northern side that should be permitted through it from din oimim meruba. And so the breach that's closer to the northern side is considered like a hemshech of the southern wall that's been permitted through it from the halacha meruba. And the reason is because you consider the two breaches like one for Pesachim, and through that to consider the southern and northern wall like it's connected to the new wall. Dish number 23, another way to permit, the Chaznish writes, because the Be'alacha said if you want to be Mikl, Shulchanach, you don't lose. They said, another way he says, Chadnesh is L'chayr, you can make Mechitza Balachsan on the diagonal from the corner, that it should close in four Tfachim, because since the Shear of Pirza by Keren Zavis is Dal Tfachim. However, that's Tafka L'Shitas Arash, that it's effective to build along the length of a wall a Mechitza that's length is 10 Amas, and through that to Mevatel the previous wall. But according to Ritva, then you have to make a new wall along the entire length of the old wall. It wouldn't help to make a Mechitza Dal Tfachim by the Keren Zavis, and it concludes, Shalayim is that he didn't really look into this enough.